Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Also, you can watch on Big G TV as well. Don't forget, Middle Tennessee Electric is the primary sponsor of Earth Day. Okay, that's the 23rd annual Earth Day celebration. It's Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. until 2 on the square. Check out their kids zone, hands-on games and activities. They're going to have the electric griddle food truck out there. Free fun for the whole family. April 20th on the square. More information at rcearthday.com. And we are talking with our friends from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County this morning. Michelle Clifford joins us. And Michelle, you might be a redneck.
Oh, good one, Brian.
I've been waiting to do that. Yeah. Good morning.
Like
how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Brian. How are you?
Doing really, really well. Drove by the Murfreesboro Club, and I just love how you do the cups in the fence, and you've kind of gotten everyone's, if they didn't know, they know, Jeff Foxworthy, what's that all about? So I like how you've kind of pushed that out. So you've announced who is going to be your steak and burger speaker.
Oh, we have. We're so excited to have Jeff Foxworthy. He is going to be so funny, so fun. Like, what a fun night to know. You know, you're just going to go with your friends and hang out and eat a good meal and laugh, and all while supporting the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, it sounds perfect to me. We're so excited to have him.
Yeah. Now, some folks may be thinking, gosh, did we not just have, you know, steak and burger? Mm-hmm. And was Rob Gronkowski not just in Murfreesboro mm-hmm. for that? And so maybe talk a little bit about that, because you're kind of getting back on your normal schedule, I guess.
Yes, that's right. You're right. We did just have steak and burger in October last year. But yes, we got thrown off the schedule for a few different things, but we're back on schedule this year for the summer, July, at MTSU. So we will be July 16th this year. While we did have fun with Gronk, great memories, it's on to the next, and it's going to be so fun.
I bet for you and for those who were on the planning committee and all, it was a very quick turnaround.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I mean, Brian, you know me. I live for this. I love it. I love steak and burger. It is fun to plan, and we have the best board who support us and give us, and the best staff, and give us so much support on this, that while it's a quick turnaround, we buckle down and are able to get it done.
Yeah. And just to kind of mention, you know, when Rob Gronkowski was there, and when he went into the gym and all the kids started screaming, I mean, that's really a very cool moment. So, I mean, the steak and burger has cool moments, and that was one that I remember, and I'm sure Jeff Foxworthy will be very memorable, and Jay Leno just a few years ago. So you've had some big time folks coming in.
We have. And it was funny you talk about that with Gronk and him visiting. I mean, you were there. He threw, like, played catch with the football with our kids. And I believe he had as much fun, Gronk did, as the kids did. And actually, when we got to MTSU for the event, I was walking down the hallway with him, just showing him where he needed to go. And he was talking about the catch, like playing catch with the kids. And he's like, did you see that one kid who jumped up? Like, I really do honestly think he enjoyed it as much as the kids, and talked about it even after the fact. So it was a special memory for our kids, but I think it was a special memory for the people who were there, like you and I, and got to see it. And yeah. So I love that, you know, at the club, we have many of those memories, but I'm looking forward, like you said, this year with Jeff Foxworthy, to making new memories for the club.
Most certainly. Summertime is generally the time that you've had this. I'm sure the pandemic had a part of that, and just the schedule getting off and all of that kind of thing. So, but it's normally been in the summertime, hasn't it?
That's correct. It's normally in the summertime. That's works best for us and MTSU. So you're right. There were lots of factors that threw us off. COVID, man, but we're moving back and getting back into the swing of things, and summer is always a great time for this. So I think it'll be good for everybody involved.
Yeah, I mean, there you know, the fall is so busy with, you know, back to school and, you know, football going on and just all kinds of things and happenings. And there are a lot of community events. And summertime is just kind of a, you can kind of carve out your own niche right there. And I think that that's going to be fun and not having to fight with parking over at MTSU. So that's all good too.
I know it works out perfect in the summer. We are more than happy to be back in the summer over there. I'm sure they're happy to have us back in the summertime and not during October as well. It's really just the perfect spot for us. And like you said, parking, and it just makes it just so easy. And it's a beautiful venue that has everything you could ever need that helps just make it such a special event. So I think it's going to be fun. We're excited. SRM Concrete and Taylor Farms are presenting sponsors, and we're so lucky to have commitment from them and continued commitment and continued support from them in our community. The Adams Family Foundation, Jim and Beth O'Brien, Terry and Sonia Lehman are some of our sponsors that have come back this year and already signed up, and excited to have them a part. They are special to our organization and special to this community.
Talk to me about where you've had this before, because the MTSU Student Union Building, it's been there for a bit, and you're right. That is a great venue, beautiful, easy to get to, especially when there's, you know, parking issues with students being on campus that much and things like that. But where are some other places where Steak and Burger has taken place?
So this is the 35th annual Steak and Burger. So we've had many of these. Before this, we hosted it at World Outreach Church, which again was wonderful. And they were all just so gracious to work with in an amazing space. But we outgrew it, which is a wonderful problem to have. And before that, the event was held at our club. And that's where it had always been. And it started out literally, like, I think it was John Floyd and Mike from Screen Art, and they, and I think Mr. Quisenberry, they stood outside out back and cooked burgers, and people ate them in our gym. And it has grown, and we outgrew World Outreach, and now we're at Steak and Burger. It has just grown from that, and how fun has it been to see that and the progression that it has taken.
Yeah, and there was a time in there where, you know, the burgers were from Toots, and they did all that, you know, and helped out with that. So, you know, you've had some really great community support. It's hard to believe it's been 35 years.
35 years. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But it's been great. What a wonderful event. And I love to watch it continue to morph and grow. But it morphs and grows as we have the continued support, like you said, of, you know, Mr. Floyd and people who've been around forever, and then our community who continue to just wrap their arms around us and our youth and support this event. I mean, this event, you know, it benefits over 800 kids who attend our clubs in Murfreesboro and Smyrna, and the benefit and the impact it has on them is lasting. You know, they're really making an investment when they support our organizations and our programs, and it's just really good in our community and for our youth and families.
You kind of got me reminiscing in my mind a little bit, but Mark Pirtle was so heavily involved, and, you know, just so many people and some who are no longer with us, but left behind a legacy. And I know the club is very thankful for that, and the growth that has happened here in our community. There's growth at the club. So there's definitely a need as well for what you do at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. Michelle Clifford is joining us here this morning, and Steak and Burger coming up in July. What was the date again?
It's July 16th. It's coming up like 2.5 months, and we're having it at MTSU. Jeff Foxworthy is going to be so fun. We'll have dinner, an auction. We always have a live auction. We'll have a silent auction as well that will go live online a few days before the event. So anybody can bid on those items, and we'll put it on our Facebook and on our Instagram, and the link to the auction that people can bid on. And we always have wonderful items that range anywhere from artwork to sports tickets to experiences to trips, all across the board. So we really work hard on that auction to make it something that I would want to buy? Is this something I would want to buy? Is this an experience I would want? So that'll be fun for our guests who are there to be able to bid. But again, you don't even have to be there to bid. Anybody can bid and we'll put that link up. But that night will be so fun to hear Jeff Foxworthy, you know, learn about our mission in a really fun way, enjoy a dynamic, entertaining, crowd involved auction that is high energetic and just gets you excited. I mean, from the minute you walk through the doors at this event, everything is tailored and everything is, has been worked on so that the donor has an amazing experience. And you will leave laughing. You'll be tired from laughing, and you'll feel good and be excited about the work that the clubs are doing in the community. And I really think it's, you know, one of the best nights in Rutherford County that you can have. Great date night. But we do have currently have sponsorships available. You can visit our website to see the sponsorships. It's bgcrc.net, like Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County.net, and see all the different sponsorships we have available to the event.
So sponsorships there, are you selling tickets yet? Or how does all of that work? How can we come to the event?
Mm-hmm. So we are going to sell a very, very limited amount of individual tickets. I do expect those to sell out very quickly. In fact, they're already almost sold out. But we are going to sell a very limited amount of those. And then from there, it'll be sponsorships.
Okay. So either way, if you want to see either Jeff way. Foxworthy, you know, if you want to, you know, be a redneck in the crowd, go ahead. it's going to be a fun night. And again, that's July 16th. Information at bgcrc.net online. And we're approaching summer. You already said it's hard to believe and wrap your mind around July 16th is like 2.5 months away. So with that being said, summer signups are going on right now, right?
Summer signups for our club programs. Yes, they're in full swing. We just started them a few weeks ago. Our summer program, Brian, I know you know, is nonstop packed from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have our clubs rocking with kids. We feed them breakfast. We feed them lunch. We feed them an afternoon snack. We go on, we take them on field trips. We bring field trips to them. Here at the clubs, we do programs with them, ranging from a summer reading intervention program to drone programming. It is nonstop packed full of fun. And when the kids leave at the end of the day, they are worn out, as are we, but they are worn out. And so we do, we have those signups going on right now. Again, same thing. You can visit our website, Brian, and we have signups on there. There's a link you can click with the registration form. It's very simple.
Okay. Very good. And just make sure you do that pretty quickly because like Steak and Burger, those summer signups are going to go pretty quick. I think we talked about it last month with Beth and I think they had just maybe gone up for summer signups and she reminded everyone they go pretty quickly.
They do go quickly and we serve children after they've completed kindergarten. They have to have completed kindergarten this current year. So they must be in kindergarten right now, all the way through high school. Okay. And we have separate teen centers at our locations and separate teen programming. So they are not hanging out with first graders. They have their own separate space doing their own separate programming. They're going to go on a college tour this summer. We're going to take them out towards the Carolinas and visit ETSU, UT. I think they're going to visit University of North Carolina. So they do very much have their own separate programming, but again, a wonderful, wonderful program.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Do you still have the college banners hanging up in the club?
Oh, we do. I'm looking at them right now. We
That's
do.
Cool.
Any of our members who graduate, a lot of them will get a banner from the school, the college that they go to, and bring it back to us. And we hang their banner up, and they are lining our games room, all the banners of where our members have gone to college.
Yeah, that's a cool thing to be able to see. And Murfreesboro and Smyrna signups, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. And so the best place to get that is bgcrc.net and get those signups in. Do you have to have been in the club to do the summer deal or how does that work?
You do not. We're accepting Current members and new members right now. So anyone is welcome. We would love to have them, and they will have a great time here.
Yeah. Once you get one in, it's hard to get one out. They have to graduate,
I know,
right?
They just want to stay. They see the gym. They see the playroom. They see it all. Or the games room. I'm sorry. They see it all. And man, just jam-packed all day long with their friends playing and going on field trips. It's fun. And they love it.
Yeah. And how's the track coming? I've only got a few seconds, but is that going to be ready for the summer?
The track. We're getting ready to start, not building, but making it. I don't know the right word for it, but we're getting ready to start on it. I'm really excited. I was actually just talking about this morning. I'm very excited about that. Yeah. That'll be a fun time.
Like I said, I drove by the club and I took a quick right and went right in front of it and just to see if that track was out there, and it was done yet. But I know that's going to be a fun summer. Michelle, it's always fun to have you on to talk about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. I appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Michelle Clifford joining us today. And hey, if you came in a bit late and want to go back and check the podcast, it's WGNSradio.com/listen to see where you can hear your favorite shows live and on demand with the podcast, and even watch on Big G TV. Let's see my big mug on Big G TV. WGNSradio.com/listen. Have a great day, a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here next time.